biographies. But let me ask you a question tonight. We are fascinated about other people's life, amen, and how they lived. What about your life tonight? What about you? What can be written about your life? What could you leave, amen, for others? When we read a biography, we read, amen, of the heroics of all the powerful, wonderful, mighty things that they did. What could you tonight, what could you leave for others to be able to carry on? Here in our text, it tells us what our lives truly are. Can I tell you, we think that we are going to live a great, mighty, powerful life, but the reality is, church, that life is only short. The Word of God says that life is like a vapor. Think with me, this evening of a boiling pot of water. As the vapor goes up, what it does is it disappears very fast. It rises up, but as it rises, it fades away. A cooling pond on a cool morning day. The vapors rise up. But the winds come, folks, and they blow these vapors away. Our lives are, if we can say it, they are in almost like, they are in as the same manner. We see family. We see friends. We see all types of different people. They come and they go. His name was Stanley Hsu. The one that was picked most likely to succeed in life. He had gotten married. I graduated, a long time ago, 1990. This man was voted most likely to succeed. He was the one that was going to make the biggest impact in life. But just 3-4 years into graduating from high school, he's going up there. He's married already. He's there. He's going up the Yosemite National Park roads. If you know anything about it, it's a very windy road. As one man was coming down, he's going up. As the man is coming down, he runs him off, and his life entered into eternity. So many people, folks, that I would call back. I joined the Army in 92. I would call back, and as I would call back, they would tell me, "Did you hear about this? Did you hear about so-and-so? Did you hear about him? Did you hear about her?" All these different people, folks, listen to me. Shortly after high school, amen, their lives began to vanish away. We're not talking about that they reached into their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, or beyond. You're talking about people that were in their mid-20s. Into eternity. See, our life, folks, it vanishes away. The days and years of our life, they fly by. For those that are here and are a little bit older, as you get older, you begin to appreciate the days and years that you have had. But every one of us here today, we know, that in some time you and I will be standing before God. That's why we have to be able to see that life truly is valuable. The Sunday, as I was coming in, where they were getting ready to have the balloon fest just last week, I'm coming into church. I'm listening to the radio. And I'm listening to a lady give an account of her four sons that have passed away. She says, how is it? The radio host is there. Listen, he cannot say nothing because he says, I cannot tell you the answers. There's nothing that I can tell you that is going to bring these four young men to come back. She did not tell their age, but can I tell you? Amen. That is something that in our eyes is not supposed to happen. A mother is not supposed to bury her sons. So we think. How many know that? See, that's why you and I have to see that life truly is valuable. In the short amount of time that you are here, whether it's many or more, whatever the case may be, we have to be able to take advantage of the life that we have been granted. You and I, what we are doing is we are sowing seeds, for our eternity. The choices tonight that you make, the decisions that you are making will affect our eternity. We know that Jesus died for you and I. And now you and I, should make those decisions that will determine our eternal destiny. Imagine with me tonight, that somebody was writing your biography. You're sitting down and you are being asked different questions. We're trying to find out things about your life so that you, so that we can begin to write them down. We would find out who you are. We would begin to ask you a series of questions. You begin to write three different chapters of your life. Firstly, it starts with your past. This chapter is a chapter, folks, that looks back through your life. How was life like for you? What roads did you walk on? Which things were you chasing? Was Jesus anywhere even in your thoughts? Were you satisfied with who Jesus was in your life? Would you, there's a saying, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Would you do the same things over again? Would you look back and say that there was joy in your life? Or were you empty on the inside? Because how many know, folks, listen to me. We can put a fake smile. We know how to put a fake smile, but be broken on the inside. Are you empty on the inside? Are you proud of your past? If you look back at your past, what did you bring in to your present? Has your past, would you consider your past being wasted? Did you see anything worthwhile for somebody to write about? Or did you spend, all your life chasing things that today, folks, really have no importance in life? Can you honestly say that you wasted your life? Can I tell you something, folks? For 15 years of my life, I wasted my life. There were days that, there were weeks that, even months that I would go by and wasted. Years wasted. See, I can honestly tell you that for a big portion of my life was wasted. How was yours? Was your life wasted? Let's go, amen, into the present. This chapter is about the here and now. As you, stop today to see exactly where you are, let me ask you something. What kind of person are you today? Do people know that you're a Christian? Do you live your life, as a Christian? Are you, listen to me, are you happy with the reflection that you see in the mirror? Because how many know that when you see you, you see yourself in the mirror. I know you might want to walk and be there and but when you see you, folks, when it all just comes down, you see yourself. You see who you truly are. I know we want to see who we want to be, but when everything comes down, you see you. Are you happy with what you see in the mirror today? Are you, what you see, is it what you pretend to be? Or do you have a split personality problem? Do you live a double life? A life on Sunday, but the rest of the week, you live a different life or a different lifestyle. I've had many people tell me, Pastor, I'm not at church. I'm like, what is that? And my next thing is, what does that mean that you're not at church? Well, I don't have to be like I am at the church because it's not a church day. But my response after that is, what difference does it make what day it is? You're a Christian. Amen. And if we are Christians, then we are Christians 7 days a week, 24/7. How many know that? Matthew 23:27. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within, you are full of dead people's bones and are all uncleanness. See, Jesus told these Pharisees that they were as whitewashed tombs. They looked good on the outside, but were dead on the inside. Imagine Jesus saying that about you and I. You're like whitewashed tombs. On the outside, you're polished. You look good. You look immaculate. But on the inside, you're full of dead people's bones. Are you today putting up, a good front, just like the Pharisees, are dead on the inside? Are you willing today, to admit that maybe you need help? Can I tell you, you are in the right place because Jesus can help you today. I didn't say I can help. Jesus can help you today if you would just admit that there is help that you need in your life. The final chapter is the future. This chapter of your life looks at what is to come. What hope, tonight do you have for your future? What lies ahead? Are you tonight, are you hopeless? Is there any change for your future? Is Jesus anywhere in your future tonight, folks? What do you hope in? Because if the truth be told, many people hope in different things. Some hope in money. See, money rots, and you cannot take it with you. There was an illustration of a man that told his wife, he said, "Honey, when I die, I want everything that I have, to go and be thrown in the tombstone with me." She said, "I don't know if I can do that." He said, "No, you have to. This is my request to you. Please let me take all my money with me." So as they were there, they're getting ready, all the proceedings for the funeral. They go through. She writes a check and she says, "Here you go." Can't cash it. It rots. You cannot take that with you, folks. Fame, would make you a prettier, better looking, and it would get you a prettier, better looking tombstone, but yet it's still a tombstone. Pleasure is temporary or momentary. It just leaves you empty and wanting to be filled with more and more and more, folks, emptiness. Then what? What is the next step after that? After everything is gone, what do you have left, or what will be left? Do you have anything that will give you the sure hope? How is the final chapter of your life going to end? Because our life, our life will end. You and I will stand before God. Will you be able to say, "Lord, I lived my life for you," upon the judgment seat that you and I will stand upon? You know, I didn't even know that there was a truancy court. Does anybody else know that there is or that there is not? Amen. Truancy courts, and I don't know if they have them here, but in Texas, they have them. What we did is we took our kids, and they missed a certain amount of days, and these days were unexcused absences. I went before I got a summons to appear in court. I'm sitting there, the judge calls me up. Listen, it was a real court hearing. I'm sitting there, the judge calls me, and he says, "How do you plead, Mr. Barajas?" I said, Your Honor, I plead not guilty. He looked at me, just looking at me, and waited for a little while. And he said, How do you plead not guilty if your kids were unexcused from school? I said, Well, Your Honor, I said, I could have came and lied to you and said that my kids were sick, but what I did is I did the right thing. He said, That'll be $350. Have a great day. Judgment was placed, judgment was set, and I had to pay the money, the fine. Judgment will be set. Things will be done because our life is but a vapor. And you and I, amen, will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. What is the judge going to say about you and I? See, as I come to a close, the final chapter ends in one of two places. I'm sorry, folks, but heaven when you stand before God, you cannot have it your way. It's not Burger King. Amen. Can I have a little bit of this? Can I have a little bit of that? Can you add this? Can you add that? Folks, it's going to be said. It's going to be one of two places, heaven or hell. What is in your future tonight? How will your biography, the story of your life, how will it end? You can change that course today. You can change the course. Can I tell you, there are things that you and I can do. A first sergeant, while I was stationed in Hawaii, amen, First Sergeant Cavazos, he told me, for every action, there's a reaction. You can change the course of your whole future today. You can change the course of your life with just one decision. The decision to be able to say, Lord, forgive me. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Change me from who I am to what you want me to be. Simple, but so difficult to be able to admit. Because you know what we have to do, folks? We have to be able to admit that possibly we are not right with God. What about your life tonight, folks? How are you with God tonight? If you are not right, you have the opportunity to change that. Tonight, the whole course of your life can change. And I close with this illustration. There was an aircraft carrier. He sees an object coming at him. He says, change course, 1.5 degrees to the right. He gets a reply, you change course 1.5 to your right. The aircraft carrier, the captain comes up and he says, this is the captain speaking. Change your course 1.5 degrees to the right. Gets a response, I will not do that. You change course. This is the captain speaking. I am the commander of an aircraft. Amen. fleet, and I have destroyers at my dispense. I have all these different ships at my dispense. Amen. Change, I tell you, change your course 1.5 degrees. On the other side, he says, this is a lighthouse. Change the course of your life 1.5 degrees. The captain says, yes, sir, I will do that. All we have to do is be able to say, God, there are some things that I need to change, and be able to admit it. God, with his faithfulness, he will help you and be able to navigate your life through the hurdles, the trials, the circumstances of life, and you will not be left alone. You can trust in Jesus tonight, and he will help you. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. You're here in this place. You are not saved. You are here in this place, and you are not right with God. It is our honor and privilege to be able to pray with you and for you tonight. Would you be that person this evening that will say, Pastor, this is my life. I am not pleased with what I've done in my past, but with the Lord's help, today can be a different day. Today can be changed. You can give your life to Jesus. We're not asking you to join the church. We're not asking you to join a denomination. We're not asking you to get into a religion. We're asking you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If that is you, and you want to accept Christ into your life, you can do that simply with one thing. You can just lift your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I am not right with God. I've never accepted Jesus into my heart. Would that be you tonight? Would you simply do one thing? Would you lift up your hand quickly? Lift up your hand if you've never accepted Christ, but you want to do so tonight. Lift it up. All we want to know is that you are the one that we need to pray for. How about if you are backslidden tonight as we change the order of this call? You're a backslider. As I preached this morning, we know that we are not right with God tonight. We are away from the decisions that we made, changed the course of our life, and tonight, you are not right with God. You are not in that same relationship that you had with Jesus in the past. But you need to change the course of life. And tonight, if you are backslidden, you want to give your heart and life to Jesus, would you simply do one thing tonight, folks? Would you lift up your hand? To know that we are not right is the first step to being redeemed by God. Jesus wants to help you tonight. Would you allow him? Church, let me speak to you tonight. Amen. Your future, this is being written about you, the Bible says that life is but a vapor. For what is our life but a vapor tonight? And as we are here, can I tell you, life is truly short. I've seen many of people live their lives, and then for a spat of time, they want to go and do other things. Keep running. Keep running till the race is over. Keep running till the race is done. Keep moving. I encourage you tonight, keep moving. Keep striving. Keep persevering. Though sometimes life can be difficult, a life in Christ is always rewarding. Rewarding. And that's what you have in Jesus. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God tonight. Come, let Jesus help you this evening. Jesus, I love you. I praise you. I worship you. Father, we thank you.